Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. A 9-year-old boy was shot and killed in a Germantown home last night. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from police headquarters.
Investigators and canines were at the scene last night around the area of 20th and Nedro. It was around 10 o'clock at night when Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says they got the 911 call.
A call of a 9-year-old that had been shot in the face. When we got here, we did locate the 9-year-old in a rear back bedroom.
The boy was then taken to Einstein Hospital where he died. Neighbors like Shalay Smith tell NBC 10 he was a good kid, a bright spot in the neighborhood.
He has so much potential. So much. It's sad that it's just gone away in an instant.
It isn't clear what happened inside the house. Commissioner Outlaw only said there was some negligence. She did say there were other family members inside the house and they were questioned. Some counties in Pennsylvania are moving to the green phase of Governor Tom Wolf's reopening plan on Friday. This includes restaurants, gyms, and salons opening at 50% capacity. Governor Wolf says he's working with the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association on proper guidelines.
Ultimately, what's going to work is not enforcement. What's going to work is each and every individual Pennsylvanian, each and every business owner, doing everything they can to protect their employees and their customers and protect each other from this disease, which is an infectious disease that can be very, very deadly.
Guidelines will be released later this week. Governor Wolf says the goal is to keep people safe. Philadelphia officials announced changes to restrictions put in place 2 months ago to control the spread of COVID-19, and it's good news for construction workers and for those who like to order food to go. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Mayor Jim Kenney amended his stay-at-home order to allow all permitted construction to resume, not just projects approved before the order took effect, and to allow walk-up ordering at restaurants and food trucks. New rules are in place. Everyone must stay 6 feet apart, wear masks, wait outside for their order, and there can be no more than 10 people in line. But Health Commissioner Tom Farley says it's a sign of the progress the city is making.
This is the first step towards a new normal. If all of our numbers continue to be good, Philadelphia will go to the yellow phase June 5th.
Farley says after reopening, businesses will have to adopt new restrictions to help protect people. He says it's critical for the people to wear masks when out in public. More coronavirus restrictions are being eased in New Jersey. Governor Murphy says he'll allow outdoor graduation ceremonies this summer. KYW's Mike DiNardo has the details.
Governor Murphy says the class of 2020 can plan for an outdoor graduation ceremony this summer with the requisite social distancing. He says graduates of any New Jersey school, high schools, colleges, any schools, may hold outdoor graduations after July 6th.
We want them to celebrate and to be celebrated by their families, friends, and the educators who helped get them there.
Murphy also announced that professional sports teams may begin training and playing in New Jersey if their leagues give the okay. The Flyers train in Voorhees, 76ers practice complexes in Camden. Murphy said the moves are possible because the spread of the virus is slowing considerably. The state is moving closer to phase two, where more restrictions can be lifted. Ready-to-ride bicycles are needed to help essential workers get to their jobs during the COVID-19 crisis. KYW's John McDevitt reports on a new program connecting those in need with those who want to help.
The Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission is helping to facilitate the program. Betsy Mastaglio manages the DVRPC's Office of Transit, Bicycle, and Pedestrian Planning.
A lot of people have expressed that they would like a bike right now. Either they don't have a car, they don't always have access to the car because other people need it. Maybe the transit isn't an option for them right now, or they don't feel comfortable with it. So biking is a great means to get around.
After the type and size of bicycle is requested, the DVRPC attempts to find a match with someone who wants to help.
Social distancing is key. The bike owner and recipient decide on a location to make a contactless exchange. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.